Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Neither give place to the devil. Now, what does that mean? That means don't give the devil any place in you. Now, what does that mean? That means the devil can't take any place in you unless you let him. That means it's up to you then whether the devil has any place in your life or not. It's not up to me. It's not up to your pastor. It's up to you. Neither give place to the devil. Don't you give the devil any place in you. If you give place to the devil, then there's nothing Jesus can do because you have the authority and you've given the devil permission.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Believer's Authority. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Your adversary means your opponent, one who is arrayed against you, your enemy, that's Satan, as a roaring lion. He didn't say he was one, he said as one, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, like I said, that's as far as some people read this, said, oh, the devil's after me. They ask us to pray for them. The devil's after me. Pray that he won't get me. Well, the real truth about it is he's already got you. Amen. He's already got you. Tell the truth about it. Now, you can turn in prayer requests, and don't you misunderstand me. We're not belittling prayer. We believe in prayer. You can turn in prayer requests, and you can get 999,000 preachers and half of their wives to pray, and every radio preacher and every television preacher. But the final analysis, until you do something about it, nothing's going to be done. Because there's some things you have to do for yourself. Amen. We might as well face up to it. We have something to do about it. Now, what did he say? Here's the picture. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, these are Christians that he's wanting to devour. It's not sinners. He's already got them. Amen. Isn't that right? Peter's writing to the church. Now, what are you going to do about him? Are you just going to say, well, we're whipped, you know, nothing we can do about it. Devil's so powerful. He's taken everything over. I guess I'm next. No, that's not what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Just sort of roll over and play dead? Maybe he'll go away. Hide your face or stick your head in the sand. Maybe it'll go away. No. Read the next verse. It'll tell you exactly what to do and tells you to do it. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. I like another translation which said, whom resist steadfast in your faith. See, that's the way you resist him, steadfast in your faith. What do you mean, your faith? That is, you resist him steadfast in your faith because you believe what the Bible said about him and what the Bible says about you. You believe that Jesus defeated him in his death, burial, resurrection. You believe that Jesus authorized you to stand against him. You resist him steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished. Afflictions there doesn't mean sickness, it means test or trial. Same tests, same trials are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, as I said, whom resist steadfast in your faith instead of the faith. Now, here Jesus said something to me in this vision that's very apropos to us. He said, Peter did not write this letter to the church. Here's what Jesus said to him. And say, now word has just come to me that God is using our beloved brother Paul in a real unusual way. In the cloths and handkerchiefs that he laid hands on are carried unto the sick, and the diseases depart from them, and the evil spirits go out of them. So if you want to get rid of evil spirits, I suggest you write to Paul. That's what Jesus said to me. That came as a real shocker to me way back there in 1952. No, he didn't say get anybody to do it. The Spirit of God through the Peter said, you do something about the devil. Why? Because you've got authority. You couldn't do it if you didn't have the authority. But you have the authority to do it. You have the authority to do it. Every believer has the same authority that Paul had in Christ Jesus. Folks are always asking me why they don't get healed. They're asking me, you know, why this happens and that happens and the other happens. If you listen carefully now, you'll know why it happened. Because you let it happen. You didn't exercise your authority. Now, when we're baby Christians, we can carry one another for a while on our faith and prayers. Just like in the natural, somebody's got to carry a baby and clothe it and feed it. But the time comes that God intended, see, because he said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. God intended that you should outgrow that babyhood stage. And he won't let anybody carry you after a while. And you'll have to be on your own. So that's why that we teach people, praise God, to what belongs to them. And we must teach people what belongs to them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We must teach them what belongs to them. Let's look at it again real carefully here for a moment. Your adversary, yes, we do have an adversary. We do have an opponent. We do have an enemy, the devil. As a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, or steadfast in your faith. You can do something about it. See, both Jesus, James, and Peter tells us to do something about the devil. Well, there's three references. Now, what about the fourth one? All right, what did Paul say? You have your Bible there. Turn to Ephesians 4:27, and let's see what Paul said. We'll find out what Paul said. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. Now, what does that mean? That means don't give the devil any place in you. Now, what does that mean? That means the devil can't take any place in you unless you let him. That means it's up to you then whether the devil has any place in your life or not. It's not up to me. It's not up to your pastor. It's up to you. Neither give place to the devil. Don't you give the devil any place in you. If you give place to the devil, then there's nothing Jesus can do, because you have the authority and you've given the devil permission. Are you listening? I know this is a little deeper than what a lot of folks have gone, but listen, it's the Word of God. You'll understand why things have happened and why nothing's been done about it, because you haven't done anything about it. Unless you do something, Jesus still can't do anything about it. You see, Jesus said to me, in that vision, he said, you see, I've done all I'm going to do about the devil. Heaven's not going to do anything else about the devil till the time comes that the angel's going to come down from heaven, bind him, put him in the pit for a while, you know. Already Jesus has arisen victorious over him. Hallelujah. Now it's up to us to exercise that authority that he's given to us. Let's believe that. Let's feed on it till it becomes a part of our inner conscience. Don't just go out and try to do it without feeding on it. Study it until you know it on the inside of you, in your spirit, just like you know 2 + 2 = 4 in your head, and then you got it made. Now, notice here in this verse, this will help you. Colossians 1:13 then takes on new meaning to us. Colossians 1:13 takes on new meaning to us. Who hath delivered us? Here Paul, through the Spirit of God, is writing to the church at Colossae, talking about our salvation, our deliverance. Who hath delivered us? The Amplified says, the Father. See, it's God the Father that planned this plan of redemption, sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate it. Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us? What did he deliver us from? From the power of darkness. Again, many translations will read, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness. And this Greek word translated power here is the same one that is translated authority elsewhere in the New Testament. And that is a correct rendering. He hath delivered us, not going to, he hath delivered us from the authority of darkness. Now darkness is Satan and Satan's kingdom. You know that, don't you? But blessed be God, I'm delivered from the authority of darkness. Amplified translation says, the Father has taken us out from under the control and the dominion of darkness. Oh, thank God. I like that. That's exactly what he's saying here. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. We're not in Satan's family anymore. We're not in Satan's kingdom anymore. Satan is not our Lord. Satan is not our head. Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my head. I am not under the control of Satan. Satan cannot control me anymore. Satan cannot dominate me anymore. Because it plainly said that the Father has delivered us from the power or authority of darkness. Or as the Amplified said, the Father, how did he do it? In his plan of redemption that he sent Jesus to consummate, has taken us out from under the dominion and the control of darkness. That's the devil and all his kingdom. And he's translated us. Translate means to take out of one, put into the other. Translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise God, or the Son of his love, one translation said. Well, now then, can't you see, as you look at that verse, that nothing else is going to be done about the devil? Jesus already done it. He's taken us out from under his control, so he can't control us. Hallelujah. He can't dominate us. See Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin cannot dominate you. Why? Because you're not under the law, you're under grace. Well, sin and Satan are synonymous terms. Then you could read that verse in Romans 6:14 like this. For Satan shall not have dominion over you. Seminary translation said, sin shall not lord it over you. Satan cannot lord it over us. Satan cannot have dominion over us. Now why can't he? Because we're not under the law. We're under grace.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering something from all of the Hagin family. First, a newly released USB titled Keys to Peace, which contains 13 messages on peace. Next is Kenneth E. Hagin's inspiring DVD, This is the Day. Additionally, we're offering Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin's must-have book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. And lastly, Craig W. Hagin's CD, Just Believe, will renew your faith. These four items are offered to you for the special price of only $45. To order, call us toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. That number again is 1-888-324-8499. Also, feel free to order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so call, write, or email us at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thank you for being a part of the Rhema for Today family. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Christmas lights here on the campus. Oh my. I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m. on the 1st
January
of January.
The 1st. January oh my goodness, 2025.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful series. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.